The collect of the day today that we prayed earlier says and prays for that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. And in James 1, we heard that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation, no shadow due to change. This world is constantly changing. I just think back on this last week. You know, it's been a kind of crazy week when the pastor forgets he scheduled his own son to be the acolyte. It happens. It's been a kind of crazy week. Just this week, I started off my week meeting with college students whose lives are constantly changing, who are constantly having changing schedules. This week is coming up on finals week. They are changing, moving from campus back to home for the summer, changing their schedules, changing their work, changing all sorts of things. The next day, we had a funeral here for a man who died suddenly. A big change in that family's life. A big change in that man's life. Going from here to being with Christ in paradise. The next day I met with a man who has fallen and now is in rehab for a while and doesn't really want to be there, but he is. The next day I met with a man who has had fast onset dementia, and his life has been forever changed in a way that he did not expect when he was younger. And then the next day, I met with a faithful family and had dinner and fellowship with them, whose patriarch in the family is struggling with cancer. Constant changes. Always changing, an ever-changing world. All you have to do is watch the news. I don't actually recommend you do that, but that's all you'd have to do if you wanted to know that the world was changing constantly. A 24-hour news cycle, maybe it didn't even used to exist in that way. News feeds on social media accounts constantly refreshing. Always new movies and new shows to be downloaded and to watch. Generations aging and changing. New generations being born and raised up. Death, diagnoses, breaking news, anniversaries, baptisms, transfers, celebrations, constant changes. May among the many changes of this world, our hearts be fixed where true joys are found. One of the problems with changes in life is that people can begin to identify with the changes that they have experienced. Whenever people go through these massive changes, they want something to hold on to. And so sometimes people begin to make these things part of their identity and let the changes of this world in an unstable way, as James will say elsewhere in chapter 1, someone who does not seek the wisdom of Christ is unstable in all his ways, a ship rocking about on unstable seas. Whenever someone starts to identify with changes rather than to identify with something solid, saying things like, "All I am is just a confused college student. I am the mourner of the person passed away. I am the man with the broken hip. I am the man with dementia. I am the man with an infection. I am the man, the new guy in church even," whatever it may be, whatever changes may be happening in your life, allowing news, allowing events, allowing changes to rule our lives is a dangerous business. This is why Jesus warns, do not worry about the things that you can't control, the things that are changing. Do not worry about tomorrow, but worry about the stable things. Worry about what is today. What has God given you concretely today? I assume that this is also how Judah felt when Isaiah was prophesying to Judah way back when. If you've been coming to Bible study, and even if you haven't, you can maybe remember back in the Old Testament how Judah had all these different kinds of kings. They had one king, for instance, that would be very good, would restore the temple worship, would pray to God. And then the next king would be very bad, would start to worship Baals and Asherah and perform child sacrifice, and would tear down the temple and make deals with foreign nations that he should not make. And imagine how the people felt going from one king to the next, to the next, from one prophet to the next, to the next. They probably felt unstable. Are we with Assyria now, or are we not? Are we worshiping Baal, or are we worshiping Yahweh? Which one are we supposed to be doing now? Always unstable, always changing. And you can imagine that they probably also had identity crises. Am I the people who worships Baal? Am I the people who worships Yahweh? Am I the one who prays to the Lord, or am I not? And you can see in those changes and in those identity crises how the devil uses this hook of causing people to doubt and change and doubt their identity in our ever-changing world to tempt people in our culture. It seems today that everyone must have some sort of new cause, some sort of new, we could even say maybe, false god to be their identity. It seems today that people cannot simply be, of course we know they can, and I'm probably preaching to the choir here, people cannot simply be who God made them to be, seeking to live ordered lives according to the Ten Commandments. You can see when you look outside, or if you do watch the news, how people are constantly looking for identities. You can just pay attention to the bumper stickers on their car, or you can pay attention to what they have as their kind of self-descriptions in their social media accounts. All sorts of identities seeking to be had based on change. People can no longer, for instance, just have pets. They have to be fur baby parents. People can no longer simply have personal opinions about foreign policies, but they must plaster a flag of a place that they've never even been to all over their accounts and their cars and their pictures. People can no longer simply be who God made them in his creation, which he calls very good, but now they have to pick their own pronouns and have mutilating surgeries based on how they identify, how they feel they need to change. And that is pretty interesting, especially the pronouns, if you ask me, because when we look at Isaiah and when we look at the Bible, names are very important. What people go by, how people are named or called, it has so much to do with their identity. Notice how Isaiah focuses on the name of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. God's name is very important. You can think back to Moses and the burning bush. Moses asked, "What is your name, God? When the people ask me who sent me, who should I say sent me?" And he says, "I am who I am." And then, of course, you can remember Jesus coming in John's gospel. And he says things all over the place like, "I am the bread of life. Before Abraham was, I am. I am the light of the world." Jesus is claiming God's name because Jesus is claiming and he is God. Claiming to be and he is God. Because he is, Jesus is the name above all names. And Jesus' name, the name of Jesus Christ, it tells you exactly who he is. Jesus, from the word Joshua to mean Savior, the one who saves. And Christ, one of the proper titles for Jesus, being the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who was chosen, the one who God was preparing his own son to send into the world at the right time to be the Savior. Names mean so much in the Bible. You can look back at all the names, really, in the Old Testament, and about at least half the time, they'll tell you exactly what they mean. When Jacob wrestles with God, his name is Israel, because Israel means the one who struggles with God, as the people of Israel will, throughout their life, struggle with God. Moses is Moses because he is drawn up out of the water, chosen by God as an image of baptism. So many names, so many meanings. And that gets us back to this idea of identity in a changing world. Because what is so amazing, as the world constantly changes, it was constantly changing for Judah back in the time of Isaiah, constantly changing for Moses and Jacob too, constantly changing, even in the time of Jesus, when he had to deal with things like Pharisees and Sadducees. Constantly changing when he had to tell his disciples what would happen and how he would send the Spirit when he was to leave. Constantly changing in our world. So many changes in our lives every day. Just think over your last week, how many changes you've seen and experienced. What is amazing in those changes is that God has given you a name. When Jesus ascends to the Father, he says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And so in your baptism, you have received, in baptism, you do receive this name. The name above all names, the name of the Lord. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when you have that name, you can sing this song with Isaiah. Isaiah 12 is a song, only these 7 verses long. It is a song that Isaiah sings after he prophesies and proclaims the righteous branch, the stump that's coming forth from the root of Jesse in chapter 11. It is the song he sings when Christ has come to his people. In other words, and he says this, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. And so, dear saints, in the midst of the changes of your sins, whenever you fall into sin and your life changes because of it, you can have comfort because you have that name. And when you have fear and anxiety, when you are worried and sad and sorrowful about the changes of this world, you can also sing this with Isaiah: Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God, this is my identity. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is mine. He is yours. He is stable in the midst of changes. And when you even doubt your own identity, when because of the constant changes, you start to wonder, maybe I'm just the person with cancer. Maybe I'm just the guy who struggles with this or that sin. Maybe I'm just the person who has dementia. Maybe I'm just the person who has these pains. You can know that the Lord has done for you gloriously. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. That no matter what you're going through, it is in God's providence, and he will work it out together gloriously for your good. Let this be made known in all the earth. For from your baptismal waters, it is a well of salvation springing forth. And it is with joy, dear saints, that you can draw from those waters, knowing that you have a stable name. That no matter what your name is, no matter what changes you've been through, there is a God. And that God has put his name on you. And in that God, there is no variation. There is no shadow due to change. And when his name is on you, you can be sure of who you are, of how he made you, of what forgiveness you have, of what help you have, and that you are who you are, and you are where you are, when you are, for a reason. And finally, you can be sure of this, that he loves you, and he will continue to provide for you in all things, every day, every hour, every second. So shout and sing for joy, all the earth, he has done gloriously. To him be all the honor and glory now and forever. Amen.